Thanks so much, Willie. One day, a caterpillar stops eating, hangs upside down on a twig, and spins itself into a cocoon. Now, within that protective casing, the caterpillar transforms its body, eventually emerging as a, and you probably already know, a butterfly. Metamorphosis. Don't you just love that word? Don't you appreciate the fact that your pastor can pronounce more than two syllable words? That's a big one. I had to work on that for a while. Jam helped me out. But metamorphosis, here's the definition of that. It's the process of transformation from an immature form to an adult form in two or more distinct stages. Metamorphosis is a change of the form or nature of a thing, catch this, or person, into a completely different one by natural, and again, catch this, or supernatural means. You see, that little caterpillar and the butterfly are the exact same thing. They're the exact same entity. It's not like the caterpillar rolls out on stage and then says, then the director says, cut, stunt double comes in and here's a butterfly. It's not two different things. It's the same thing, but it looks and acts completely different. Well, today's message is kind of about metamorphosis on a spiritual level. But it's about how us worms, myself included, can morph into butterflies. The previous country songs that I have used for sermons all had lyrics that either had an obvious, like Jesus take the wheel, or a subtle spiritual message like many of the others. Today's does not. Today's song is completely secular, but there was one line in it that I caught when I heard it that I said, that's got to be a message, because that line in that song is God's word over and over and over. But just as a reminder, the songs we've had so far, Jesus Take the Wheel, Carrie Underwood, Monsters by Eric Church, Believe by Brooks and Dunn, Be a Light, Thomas Rhett, and last week was Bless the Broken Road by Rascal Flatts. The song today is called Live Again. Live Again. I had never heard the song. I don't know if I've ever heard it played on the radio. When I did hear it, though, I thought, when I heard the line in the song that is going to be the basis for the message today, I thought, wow, that is incredible. That is so deep. Even on a secular level, it's a neat phrase, a neat line. I thought it was a Garth Brooks song. And so the whole time I've been kind of working on this message, I've been attributing it to Garth Brooks. Well, when I told some folks about what song's coming up, and I said, well, it's Garth Brooks' Live Again. Well, I've never heard that song. I'm a big Garth Brooks fan. Well, come to find out after a little research, there's a fellow by the name of Gabe Dixon. I've never heard of him. I bet you've never heard of him. He's a little Nashville singer-songwriter. He recorded this song, Live Again. Where I heard Garth Brooks sing it was on Netflix. There was a special, in fact, a documentary on Garth Brooks. And the documentary is still on Netflix right now. It's called Garth Brooks, The Road I'm On. And he was actually, it's two episodes. And in the second episode, he's in a recording studio and he's singing this very song. So if you look up Live Again, all these others you could have looked up and found them easily. But if you look up Live Again, you'll probably find the lyrics under Gabe Dixon. But it was that Netflix special where I heard Garth Brooks sing these lyrics. And here's the lyrics. It feels like starting over is the last thing I want to do. I'd keep it all the same if I could. Because everything I've been has been wrapped up in you. Something tells me that a change would do us good. Sometimes you have to let your heart break. Sometimes the right choice is hard to make. Sometimes it's no use saving your own skin. And here's the line that caught my attention. Sometimes you have to die to live again. You know it's never easy. It's going to take a while. No, there's nothing here that I will soon forget. So I'll just keep on trying to find a way to reconcile. All the reason to believe the regret. Sometimes you have to let your heart break. Sometimes the right choice is hard to make. Sometimes it's no use saving your own skin. Sometimes you have to die to live again. Well, again, it's that phrase, sometimes you have to die to live again, that just stood out, and that's what I'm going to focus on. That lyric, in fact, the whole song is meant to be secular. It's probably all about a love song and, you know, meeting you and losing you. I'm going to have to die to live again. But that lyric, that sentence, perfectly echoes a message from the New Testament. The Bible says that when we're born again, we die to self. And it says it in many ways. In fact, that's what the message is going to be. I'm going to show you the different verses in the Bible that say that very thing that's from that song. Sometimes we have to die to live again. In fact, to be a Christian, always, not sometimes, you have to die to live again. As I read these scriptures and talk the first part of the message, you're going to think, oh man, this is depressing. It's all about death. Wait till we get to the end. Romans 6:6 is where we'll start. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We're no longer slaves to sin. Did you catch that? Our old sinful selves were crucified. They had to die. They had to be killed. They had to be put on a cross. There's two more verses that are going to say virtually the same thing, but I want to share those two. Galatians 2:20. My old self has been crucified with Christ. Now see, if you remember, the Romans verse said our old sinful selves. Now it's just my old self also has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The old guy's dead. Now, based on something Paulette said about her testimony, we're going to talk about how that old man kind of rears its ugly head now and then for the rest of our lives. But ultimately, that old man, that old woman, that old boy or girl, it's crucified with Christ. And the last one, 2 Corinthians 5:17, is going to say the same things as those first two verses. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. Passed away, crucified, died. That's what's happened. You know how my mind works, and if you've been at the church for any length of time or even watched on Facebook, I can come up with some silly thoughts. And one of my latest silly thoughts was, I wonder if heaven has a newspaper. I wonder if heaven has a daily newspaper. Maybe I could even get a job as a paper boy when I get to heaven, make some extra money. I don't know if we'll need money in heaven, but I'm thinking ahead. I wonder if heaven has a newspaper. And I wonder if they have a newspaper, if there's the obituary section in the newspaper. But instead of bringing sadness like today's obituary does, it would actually bring great joy. Here's an example. On December 31st, 1974, the old sinful self of Robert Lynn Lines Jr. passed away. Let's have a moment of silence. But then in that very same newspaper, I mentioned in the birth sections, there's a new birth. Robert Lynn Lines Jr. was born again. December 31st, 1974. I wonder if heaven has a newspaper. Well, that's the date I remember asking Jesus into my heart. That's the day I would say I was saved or born again. My life changed that day. My worm started changing. I think I must have started working on the cocoon sometime in that period of time. And over the years, God continues to change me. That's the point. Long before Garth Brooks sang the lyric, "Sometimes you have to die to live again," God wrote those very lyrics in the Bible. And I've already shared three of them, and I'm going to share some more. And long before the word metamorphosis was in our language and in our dictionary and in our science books, God had already created that very process of changing completely in a transformation process. Well, let's go to Galatians 5:24, and I'll start to share some more verses about this whole thing of changing the old dying and the new coming to life. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. We all have, what does it say there? Passions and desires. We all have passions and desires. God created us to have passions and desires. But there are passions and desires that we have that when we are born again, when we come to Christ, those have to start going away. There are some people who it seems like it goes away all at once. And then there's some folks like me, it seems like it took a process of time to transform, to become more like Christ every day. And there are things that are still being transformed in my life. Maybe you guys feel the same. The point is, God wants us to come to Him as we are. You got an addiction? Come to Christ. Your life's a mess? Come to Christ. You've had five marriages? Come to Christ. You've committed crime? Come to Christ. You lied last night like a dog? Come to Christ. You're so jealous you can't hardly live? Come to Christ. God wants us to come as we are, but He doesn't want us to stay as we are. So when we come to Christ, expect to change. Expect to change. And little by little, or sometimes a lot by a lot, those passions and desires are going to be crucified so that we can be more like Christ. Certainly my passions and desires have changed over the years that I've been a Christian. Mark 8, chapter 35 says this as well. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it. Now that sounded so weird, I'm going to read it again. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life, you will save it. Mark is the fellow who wrote this, and I'm thinking it must have been opposite day at school when he wrote that. Turning things inside out, wearing it the wrong way, doing things backwards. Because I need to talk to Mark and say, we got to get this straight, because I'm used to, and maybe you're used to this, that we save things by hanging on to them. The tighter the grip, the less likely it will be gone. And if we give up our things, we lose them. That's the world's system. But God, through Mark, says just the opposite. Whatever we want to save has to be given up to God. So while there's many great things that you might have caught something that God's trying to tell you today and tell me today, you might have already caught something and said, that's it, that's what I'm taking home. But if you haven't taken anything yet, take this. If there's something in your life, in your world, that you're afraid of losing, give it up to God. Open your hand, because what you have been doing is you've been holding on to that child, fearing the loss. Mark says, let that child go, and that's how you'll save that child. That marriage, that relationship, that financial situation, that emotional situation, whatever it is that you think, if I hold on to this, life will be better. Open your hand up. Let God have it. and see if his word doesn't become true to you as well. 1 Peter 2:24 says this, talking about Jesus, he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. That's a lot of sin. You think what Jesus did when he carried his sins, or he carried sins, not his sins, our sins in his body onto the cross, that was a lot. My sins alone would have filled up his body. Let alone what's here in this room. Let alone what's here in Caddis. Let alone what's here in Henry County or Indiana or the United States, let alone the world. And then how many billions of people's sin did he carry on that cross that day? All of them. And Peter says he personally carried his sins. I'm sorry, he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross. So why? So that we can be dead to sin and then live for what is right. So you see what the message is so far? There's a death, yeah. There's dying, yeah. But at the moment of death, there's life. Sometimes you have to die to live again, is what the song said. Well, our sins were nailed to the cross 2,000 years ago. All of our sins. One of my very favorite songs has a verse that says, "My sin, not in part, but the whole, was nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul." Now that's how it can be well with our soul, is knowing that all of my sin, all of your sin, was nailed to the cross. And I don't have to carry it around anymore. Have I become a butterfly yet? Still working on it. I think I got one wing. I got an injured wing right now. But God will work through that as well. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. It's a short verse that says, "For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God." Another death and another life. Romans 12, 1. "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he's done for you. Let them be a living, holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." That we come to Christ and we crawl up on the altar and give our bodies as a sacrifice, a living sacrifice. Do you know the problem, though, with being a living sacrifice? We can crawl right off. I think there might be some of those little legs left over my lifetime where it's like, not quite a butterfly yet. Let's get those caterpillar legs. I'm going to crawl off the altar again. But the old sinful man continues to die more and more every day. If one of you folks would go to to play the music, or both of you, we'll let them start playing softly, and I'll just finish up with a couple more verses, and I'll end up with a question for us all. The last two verses are from the book of Romans. The first one is chapter 6, verse 11. "So you should also consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin, and alive to God through Christ Jesus." Consider yourselves dead to the power of sin. Would we all agree that the power of sin is strong? Would we all agree that things that are sinful can look good and sound good and sometimes feel good or taste good? And they might even be good for a moment, but after being in that sin, we don't like it. We don't want that. And yet what Paul said to the Romans was, consider yourself dead to that power of that sin. So whatever your sin is, whatever that power is, realize that there's a greater power in you. When you've come to Christ, You have the power of the Holy Spirit in you. I can't do it myself. I'm not strong enough to overcome sin by myself, but the Holy Spirit can help me overcome sin through His power. And the last verse is Romans 6, 8. And this is the great news. While I've tried to give some good news along the way, it seems like it's been a lot about death. Here's the great news. Because since we have died with Christ, we know we will also live with Him. So the thing that's going to be dead is not a bad thing. The thing that's going to be alive is a great thing. And the thing that's going to be alive will be alive forever. You see, there's going to be a day where you will pick up a local newspaper and it will say Robert Lynn Lines Jr. died. And there'll be no mention of me in the new birth section. He's gone. And as far as the earthly Bob, he's not coming back. So we will all die sometime. But don't kid yourself when you read that in the newspaper, because I will be more alive on the day I died than ever in my whole life. And I'll be living for all of eternity, and I'll be living with Christ, and hopefully with all of you. Well, today's message seemed to focus on death, but the point is really about life. A new life, a changed life, an eternal life with Christ. And here's the last question I'm going to ask, and then we'll sing our closing song. Do you want to spend the rest of your life crawling around like a caterpillar? Or would you like to have your wings and begin to fly? I hope you'll choose wings. What song are we going to close with?
Come Holy Spirit, number 227.
Okay, 227. Come Holy Spirit.
Come Holy Spirit, I need you. Come sweet Spirit, I pray. Come and strengthen your power.
What's going to give us strength to overcome any of this, to change into that butterfly that we all want to be and that we all can be. So, Father, I thank you for today's message, for your word, for all the verses, for every soul that got to hear this message this morning. When we leave here, don't let us crawl out of the sanctuary. Let us fly. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now go and be blessed and be a blessing.